Let's get straight to the point. You want to grow your portfolio to deal with the rising cost of inflation, to pay off your debt or your mortgage, pretty much anything standing in the way of you and financial freedom, right? Well, with Yahoo Finance, you can get access to the news, data, and tools that you need in order to help you reach that financial freedom. And when it comes to your financial future, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, you've invested all that you can. And now you need to take those investments to the next level by using what every financial great uses. Yahoo Finance. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com.
Hopefully this is the last time you'll hear this ad. With Chime checking account features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts or at least grab an extra latte. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
The Peter Schiff Show.
Listen, here with Anthony Pompliano. I figured it was a nice time for us to talk because we got two big things going on tonight.
What do we got going on?
Well, we got gold at a new all-time record high. I've been waiting since 2011 for gold to take out that high. And gold right now is up almost $30 an ounce. It's almost at 1930. Right now it's up 2720. It's at 1928.50. Silver's up 80 cents. We're now at 2350. On silver, obviously not a record, but it's the highest it's been in about 6 years. And at the same time, your Bitcoin is back above 10,000, right? And I mentioned on Twitter, the last three times it was above 10,000, it got killed. Although the last time it was only 15%, but the two times before that, it was like 35%, 60%. So the question is the fourth time the charm for Bitcoin.
Listen,
it's put up or shut up for Bitcoin. It's got to hold 10,000 now, don't you think?
All right, hold on. I'm coming on your channel, and we're going to promote Peter Schiff's channel, so everyone go subscribe to his channel.
Oh, we're going to promote your channel, too, because you're on my channel. I got a bigger channel than you.
If you guys want to learn about Bitcoin, go to pompletter.com, pompletter.com. All right, let's talk about the actual facts, though. This year, gold's up, what, 20%? Year to date?
More than that by now, but yeah.
All right, 20-25%. That's a little boy move compared to Bitcoin. Bitcoin's making the big boy moves. It's up 35%+ this year.
Yeah. But if you take a full 52 weeks, a full year, Bitcoin is like flat. I think it's still slightly down, whereas gold's up 30%.
I know, but if you go back 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, Bitcoin's the best performing asset over the last decade. Before we get into performance, though, let's talk about, can we agree on one thing? That we both agree that the macro economy is screwed up and something other than what's going on has to be the solution, whether it's gold or Bitcoin?
Oh, yeah. Look, the dollar index is tanking tonight. The dollar index has a 93 handle on it now. So it was at 103 at the peak in March. It's now below 94. Look at the euro. The euro is above 117. Dollar's getting killed against the yen. So this is, you know, a big deal. The weak dollar, people are trying to get out of the dollar. I think the dollar is going to crash.
To what? What do you think it's going to crash to?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I there's no real bottom. I think it's going to go way down because the thing is that how is the Fed going to stop the dollar from falling? I mean, what could it do?
Even worse than that, I think they want it to fall. I think they're trying to manipulate it to be weaker.
Well, believe me, they don't want it to crash. I mean, maybe they'd like to guide it a little bit lower, But I don't think they have that kind of control, because once the dollar starts to fall, it takes on a life of its own. Because if you think of all of the U.S. dollar denominated debt all around the world, right, that is right now unhedged, you have all these Europeans, all these Asians out that are holding U.S. treasuries and mortgage-backed securities, corporate bonds. If the dollar is going to fall and people believe it's going to fall, they're going to dump those bonds and then they're going to dump the dollars. So, and then as the dollar goes down and more people want to get rid of it, the only way the Fed could try to stop the dollar from falling would be to let interest rates rise sufficiently to offset the risk of holding dollars. So maybe we'd have to start offering 5 or 10% interest on treasuries. But who the hell can afford that? That's the problem.
Yeah, but I think that the key piece is, as all of these asset prices were falling, right, earlier this year, equities fell 30%, Bitcoin fell 50% in a single day, gold was down 12 to 15%, right? Everything was selling off in the liquidity crisis. Obviously, that means the dollar's getting stronger. And so the Fed has to step in. And at some point, they've got to weaken the dollar, whether they do it quickly or they do it slowly over time. You can't have a super strong dollar and all the asset prices, you know, just dropping. And so that's basically what they're doing right now. They've just flooded the market with $3 trillion, give or take. And there's more coming. Like, there's probably another $1 to $3 trillion that they're going to print and then announce in the next 2 weeks.
Well, I know, but and it's never going to stop. We're never going to get out of this COVID recession, because too many people would prefer to get paid not to work than show up at work. And they have a perfect excuse. I don't want to get COVID. And so the money's being printed. And yes, asset prices look like they're going up. But in reality, it's the money that we're measuring asset prices with that's going down. It's like if I, you know, I'm not quite 6 feet tall. I'm 5'11". But if I kept shrinking a ruler, if I kept knocking inches off the ruler, I'd be getting taller and taller and taller.
But yeah, I think the key piece that people have to understand, right, is, so to your point about asset prices, if you take the stock market since 1971 and price it in dollars, it's a 45 degree angle straight up into the right. It looks beautiful. But that's all inflation. If you price that same stock market in gold, it's actually down. Right. And so it's just, what do you price the asset in is going to drastically determine what the return's been. And to your point, it's all being driven by the dollar being devalued. That gold's the solution. I think Bitcoin's the solution. We're probably both right.
Yeah. Well, you know, when this, you know, millennium began in the year 2000, you know, the Dow was up around 10, 11,000, something like that. And so now it's not quite triple, because it's what, 25,000. When this millennium started in 2000, gold was under 300. Gold is now almost $2,000 an ounce. So the stock market measured in gold is substantially lower than it was 20 years ago. But this is just getting started. It's about to get killed in terms of gold, right? This is a brand new move up. You know, gold got, you know, topped out in 2011 at 1900. And the only reason gold stopped going up was because people were dumb enough to believe the Fed that they had finished, they were going to reverse monetary policy. They were going to normalize rates. They were going to shrink their balance sheet. People believed that. Here we are a decade later. Now people know that was a lie. It's never going to happen. We're printing forever. It's 0% forever. So now the bottom's going to drop out of the dollar. I think gold's going to go through the roof.
So what? What's your price target on gold?
I have no price target because there's no floor on the dollar. I mean, gold can go to infinity because the dollar can go to zero. But here's a question I have for you on Bitcoin, because one of the things I've been hearing about Bitcoin is like the new gold. It's going to take gold's market share, right? Bitcoin is better than gold. It's superior. So if that's really true, why is gold making new highs and not Bitcoin? And if Bitcoin's going to take gold's market share, why isn't it doing it now? Why are people buying gold when they should be buying Bitcoin?
Well, I think that there's a couple of things in there. So first of all, when you look at the superiority argument and you break down what are the values of gold, right? So there's store value, there's portability, there's all these different things that people would argue, right? Security, whatever. In most of those, not all of them, but in most of them, Bitcoin is superior. Right. So it's more portable. It's more divisible. It's easier to spend all that kind of stuff. There are some people who will argue that gold's lack of volatility is a strength, right? In terms of earlier this year, when Bitcoin dropped 50% in a single day, gold only went down 12 to 15%. Right. So I think a lot of people
would like that. And gold's drop wasn't in one day. That was the drop for the entire correction.
Of right? course.
Gold doesn't. Bitcoin had that whole decline in a single day. Not
Bitcoin. But on the flip side of that argument is when volatility goes against you, it hurts. Right. Because if people are long and it drops, obviously the more volatile something is, the worse it is. But then when you're long and it volatility goes in your favor, like we're seeing now, where both Bitcoin and gold are going up. It's just the fact that, you know, I'm younger than you are, right? So, of course, I have much more risk, right, tolerance in terms of what kind of the upside is. And Bitcoin is less probable, right? Gold's got 5,000 years of history. Bitcoin's got 11 years. So, naturally, the Lindy effect is in the favor of gold. But I believe that Bitcoin has kind of the faster horse, right, is what Paul Tudor Jones called it. Basically, it's likely to increase in value more than gold. So I think that where you and I always have agreed on is the macro problems and the structural problems in the economy. Those are clear as day. I don't think you and I, you know, differ almost at all in our opinion there. In terms of how to position yourself to benefit from those problems, I think that's where you look at it and you're saying, hey, gold's been around for 5,000 years. It's going to do well, right? Earlier this year, back in March or early April, I actually said I thought gold was going to go to 2,000 to 2,500 bucks. Right. That was kind of the range that I thought it would end up in. Looks like it's heading in that direction. I may be conservative. It may go higher. I'm not sure. Yeah. But with Bitcoin, I think that there's a 10x or more over the next 2 years. Right. Well, and so that's where you get kind of just what's going to perform better.
Well, two things. If you want a faster horse than gold, why not just go for silver? Look at silver is up now over a dollar tonight. We're now over $24 an ounce. Silver has doubled in price since the March low, more than double. Silver is beating
Bitcoin. So has Bitcoin's up more than double too since the March
low? No, but that's because Bitcoin crashed. Silver didn't crash as much as Bitcoin.
But silver did crash.
Huh?
Silver not did crash.
Bitcoin. What? I mean, why not just buy silver? Why take a chance? Look, Bitcoin for the last year, right, as gold's been going steadily higher, Bitcoin has gone sideways because every time it gets to 10,000, it gets clobbered. So it hasn't gone sideways.
Hold on. Time out. This is you can't say that because the facts say differently. Year to date, Bitcoin is up more than 35%.
Only because it got killed at the end of last year. If you look at where it started the year, right? Bitcoin made its high in December of 2017. Where was gold in December 2017? Where was gold when Bitcoin was at 20,000?
I don't know. Where was it?
Kind of like 1,200, 1,300.
Okay.
So gold has steadily increased during that time period, and Bitcoin hasn't made a new high.
How many days was Bitcoin at 20,000?
I don't know. One, two, I don't know.
Yeah, like 72 hours. So you can't call that a real high in terms of it wasn't actually.
Right. Then it got back to 14,000.
It went in December of 17. It went from $10,000 to $20,000 in 18 days. So it happened quick, right? But it was very obvious it was a bubble. You said that. I think a lot of people in the Bitcoin world knew that it wasn't worth $20,000 at the time, and it crashed all the way back down. But when it crashed, it was still up 300 to 400% from what had been one of the previous highs in the last market cycle. And so the whole idea here is Bitcoin and gold have very similar properties, right? They're sound money in the sense of how it's actually structured.
I don't think they're sound money. I mean, I don't think Bitcoin is sound money. I think Bitcoin has some of the properties that made gold the commodity good as money.
Okay.
But it doesn't have any of the commodity properties that qualified it to be money in the first place.
So I think it has better commodity properties.
No, it doesn't have any because you can't do anything with Bitcoin. You can't. Gold is an industrial metal and it's used in jewelry. There's all sorts of for gold. There are no use cases for Bitcoin.
But the commodity backing Bitcoin, and this is where the gold bugs all lose their mind. There's a new commodity. It's called computing power.
I don't have. So if I own a Bitcoin.
Yes.
I can't use that computing power to do anything.
Yes, you can. It's secure. It's the most secure computing network in the world.
No, but okay, if I own a Bitcoin,
yep,
can I take the power out of that Bitcoin and power my house, or can I use it to power my car?
By holding the Bitcoin, you're using the power.
But how? I can attach my Bitcoin to my house.
It is securing.
It's
the Bitcoin.
I know, but I'm securing nothing. What value is that?
Why do you think that you're securing nothing?
No, because I could take my gold,
okay,
and I can use it. See, I can make a ring out of it.
Have you ever done that?
Huh?
Have you ever turned your gold into jewelry?
They needed the gold. They couldn't have made it without, you know. But
no, but have you taken any of your gold and turned it into jewelry?
Well, I'm not a jeweler, but I have the gold. I could sell it to a jeweler whatever I want. Have you ever done that? Well,
have
no,
you ever done that?
I'm holding on to my goal right now. It's going to go up. But look, if I wanted
to, you're doing the same thing with gold that I'm doing with Bitcoin. Only I'm making higher returns than you are on your gold.
You're not making anything in your Bitcoin. You haven't made any money in 2.5 years. But how do you know, Anthony? How do you know that 20,000 wasn't it? That wasn't the peak of the bubble, and now we're just, you know, deflating. How do you know?
That would be like me saying to you, how do you know that 2011, 1900 wasn't the peak for the last decade?
Well,
you
I know that. Wait, we're already above that.
Okay, so but that is a new development in the last 48 hours. But for the almost past decade, everyone's been looking at you and saying, Peter, you're crazy. Gold's down. There's no way. All this stuff, right? They've been absolutely hammering you online. But to your credit, you ended up being right that 1900 wasn't the all-time high. And it's now you've broken through and you're above $1,900, right? But it took 9 years to get there.
Yes, but the reason I knew that gold had not peaked was gold has been rising against the U.S. dollar ever since the Federal Reserve came into existence. In fact, in the initial price of gold, I tweeted this out yesterday, the initial price of gold that went in 1792 under the original Coinage Act was like $19.22 an ounce. So we're now officially 100 times higher. The U.S. dollar has now lost 99% of its original value. So I knew that long trend that had been going on for so many years was going to continue. You don't have that kind of history with Bitcoin. Bitcoin didn't come on the scene until 2009,
2008.
But 20,000. How do you know that wasn't it?
But fair. But since 2009 to today, Bitcoin has benefited from the exact same thing you just described. And not only has it benefited from the exact same macro trends, it has outperformed gold significantly.
Because
there's only two things that matter when it comes to this. If gold and Bitcoin share similar properties around sound money, which you already said it does,
around sound money. The properties that Bitcoin shares with gold are the medium of exchange and the unit of account.
It's been a way better store of value than gold.
Well, it's not a store of value. It's been a speculative asset, digital asset that has gone up in market price, but there is no underlying value in Bitcoin. So there's nothing to store. What I'm storing is gold.
Here's the difference.
Metal.
Every single internet business you know of, right? There was somebody who was yelling and screaming saying, the internet's not real. This digital thing doesn't matter. There's nothing underlying these companies. All that stuff, right? They're selling bits, not atoms, right? All that stuff. Bitcoin is simply another iteration of this, which is the commodity value that gold has. There's no denying it. Yes, you can turn it into jewelry. You can do a whole bunch of other things that you usually don't talk about with gold, right? In terms of there's intrinsic value to gold in terms of the commodity aspect. But there is also a digital commodity aspect to Bitcoin, which is the most defensible or the strongest computing network in the world. And when you look at that, Bitcoin has grown at a compound annual growth rate of over 30%. Right.
But Anthony, all of that is counting the bubble years, right? The years of the bubble.
It's just from the day it started to today. Let me ask, here's a great way to show Bitcoin.
Right.
But how much gold was taken out of the ground today?
How the hell do I know?
Okay, I know how many Bitcoin were created today, and I can prove it. There's 900 Bitcoin created today.
Yeah, I get all that. But my
how much gold is in existence?
Right, you know what, Tony? Here's a point. So let's say that in 2 years, right, Bitcoin is at 1,000. Let's just say that, right? It's at all the way down to 1,000, and gold is at 3,000. You'd still be able to make the argument that since Bitcoin started, it's beating gold. You can make the exact same argument you're making now and say it's the best performing asset of the last 12 years, whatever it is. It has this great return, but it would only be 1,000. See, because
Bitcoin has been around for 11 years, and I forget the exact number, but it's like if you bought Bitcoin and held it to today at any point in its lifetime, other than like 100 days out of that 11 years, and you held till today, you would be up. So if you bought in one of the 100 days out of the last 11 years and you held till today, you might not be up. But again, the whole key to this is, do you think that we're more likely to go to a gold standard or to a Bitcoin standard when the dollar fails?
Oh, way more likely gold. I just don't see people going to Bitcoin. What do you look? Didn't you? I just read this article the other day.
Come on, you don't really believe that.
Of course I do. There was this crypto hedge fund in the UK that just shut down because there was no institutional demand. They couldn't find investors that were interested in cryptocurrencies. The central banks are buying gold. They don't own any Bitcoin. They own a lot of gold and they're buying more every day. Why would they go to Bitcoin and take a chance on that when they have a tried and tested monetary asset that's already on their balance sheet? That's a tier one asset that the like gold. I mean, the world has operated on the gold standard for long before it ever operated on a fiat standard.
Why are they trying to digitize all their currencies?
That's good. But if they want them to have value, they have to back them by gold, you know? So they
can. That's not what they're talking about. When they talk about a digital dollar, they're not talking about backing it by gold.
No,
they're talking about putting it on a blockchain.
Yeah, but I'm talking about when the dollar crashes, which I think it's beginning to do right now, and all of a sudden the global monetary system is turned upside down, and we have we're in a crisis because the dollar is no longer adequate as the primary reserve. And so if you have the euro and you have the yen and you have all these other, you know, smaller currencies that aren't even reserve currencies, because at least the euro is the second most held currency. But you take a lot of these smaller currencies and they have dollar reserves, they have euro reserves or yen. But now the dollar is in question, because if you're backing your currency with dollars, but now the dollar's in free fall, you have nothing backing your currency. So you need to find something to replace the dollar with to say, hey, have confidence in my currency because it's backed by something. Well, the back it with is gold. They're not going to say, hey, don't worry about our currency. We got it backed by Bitcoin. That's not going to instill confidence. No.
Hold on. Time out for a second. Before I forget, if you're watching this right now, go subscribe to Peter's channel. Search Anthony Pompliano on YouTube. Go subscribe to my channel, or I write a daily email, pompletter.com, and you can get the email that I send to 50,000 investors every day. All right. Before I forget, it's not a fact of I'm going to have a fiat currency backed by Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the currency. See, this is the difference. Gold will only be used in the world if it is the backing to a fiat currency, to a currency. Like, you need the paper claim on the gold, or gold can't be used as a currency because people aren't going to carry gold in their pocket. It's not divisible. It's not portable, all this stuff. So the best thing that could happen for gold investors would be a return to the gold standard, where gold sat in central bank vaults and we used paper money that was a claim on the gold.
Or you can use digital a currency that was a claim on that gold.
Okay. Hold on. So that is a possibility in the world, but it is not probable. With Bitcoin, all you would need to do is you would get rid of the fiat currencies and you would just use Bitcoin. There'd be no paper claims. There'd be no digital claims. It would just be Bitcoin. Again, possible, but not probable. Right.
We're making two different points. See, what you're saying is that on an individual basis, people will reject all fiat currencies and just choose to conduct commerce in Bitcoin. I don't see how that's going to happen, because I think that A, if that many people tried to use Bitcoin, the cost of the transactions would be prohibitively high. And the currency, the Bitcoin, is not stable enough to price goods and services directly in Bitcoin. But what I'm talking about isn't that. I'm talking about the world's central banks, all these countries all around the world that have their own fiat currency. They're not going to abandon that fiat currency, but they have to find something else to back it with so that it maintains stability and so that their citizens have confidence in it. Right now, it's backed by dollars. But if the dollar is in free fall and people lose confidence in the dollar, these other fiat currencies need to be backed by something. And what I think they're going to get backed by is gold. Governments are going to turn to gold. They're never going to turn to Bitcoin. Now, you could argue that individuals on their own might turn to Bitcoin.
But the countries aren't talking about going back on a gold standard.
They're not talking about it now because there's no dollar.
Hold on. They're not talking about going back on a gold standard. Hold on. The countries aren't talking about going on a gold standard. But what they are talking about is digitizing their currencies so that their country is run on a digital currency. China's created one. The U.S. had it in the stimulus bill, and then they took it out before it got approved, right? So they're not talking about going backwards. They're talking about looking forward.
Well, first of all, that's not going to a gold standard isn't going backwards, right? Gold, that would be an improvement. We'd be going forwards. But they're not talking about it now because they don't realize that there's going to be a dollar crisis. I'm not talking about what they've been talking about in the past. I am speculating on what they're going to do when they get blindsided by a dollar crisis that they didn't expect. Now, yes, central banks have been worried about a dollar crisis. That's why they've been buying up all this gold the last few years. They didn't really know when it was going to hit. I think we're on the verge of that crisis now. So that's what's going to turn the conversation away from, you know, a digital version of their own fiat currencies to what are we going to replace the dollar with? How are we going to bring back stability to the global monetary system that is now in collapse because the dollar is crashing and there's nothing the Federal Reserve can do to stop it? Because the only way we can stop the dollar from crashing is to crash the economy, is to let interest rates go way up and to force the U.S. government to cut spending.
So you and I agree on all the problems, completely agree. Right now, Bitcoin's up 4.5% in the last 24 hours. It's at $10,076. You don't know this, but people in the crypto community who are watching are going to laugh when I say this. So there's this inside joke or running joke that when I tweet important information for the next bull market, that the price crashes. But I tweeted it today in this, and I said, we're breaking the curse. I don't think that we're going to see some massive sell-off, you know, below 9,000 or anything like you were talking about earlier, because ultimately back in June of 2019, in pompletter.com, what I wrote was there is three things that are going to happen in the future. And I didn't know timing and I didn't know to what severity, but I said, one, they're going to have to drop interest rates severely. Two, they're going to have to print a bunch of money because we're addicted. And three is Bitcoin's going to do what it's programmed to do. It's going to have the third halving. It's going to kind of do all of that. And so we've seen all three of those things. And what I think that serves is as rocket fuel for Bitcoin's value in US dollar terms. So the price of Bitcoin and USD is going to go from 10,000 today to much, much higher over the next 18 months. Now, the beauty for gold is gold and Bitcoin benefit from the same two things. Interest rates got dropped to zero. They may go negative or they may stay at zero for a long time. And they're printing tons of money. So gold and Bitcoin are both going to go up. It's just that Bitcoin's more volatile.
I agree with you that there are some people who are buying Bitcoin because they think a weak dollar and all this money printing is going to cause people to go into Bitcoin. And so they're buying Bitcoin, right? And that's the same reason that I'm buying gold and that other people are buying gold. But the key is, I think there's still a lot of people in Bitcoin that want out. I think every time the Bitcoin has been above 10,000, somebody is selling it. I mean, there has been sellers that keep coming into the market despite all this good news, all this money printing and 0% rates and a pandemic and
recession. It's not more than gold this year.
No, gold's been going up consistently. Bitcoin is not. Bitcoin, and what, you know, I'm sure, Anthony, if a year ago, 2 years ago, we had a conversation, I told you, hey, in July of 2020, right? We're going to be at 0% rates, QE4, massive recession, all this money printing, $4 trillion deficits. Gold's going to be at 1900. Silver's going to be at 24. Where's Bitcoin going to be? You'd have been like, oh, 50,000, 100,000. You wouldn't have been saying, oh, Bitcoin will be at 10,000. There's no way you'd have thought it would still be here at 10,000.
But I think you're missing the point, which is it's not so much about it. Since the third halving, which happened in May, right, to today, we're still talking about only about 60, 75 days. We're only 75 days out. And the reason why I asked you earlier is how much gold got produced today? We don't know.
Yeah,
we've got decent ideas. We can estimate. We can do all the stuff with the miners, whatever. But we actually don't know. And then when I say how much gold is out there in circulation, again, we don't know for sure, but we've got estimations. Mm-hmm. The beauty of Bitcoin is when you try to forecast price, there's supply and demand that goes into that. We know with 100% certainty how much Bitcoin is in circulation. And we know that every day right now, 900 Bitcoin are getting created. And so all you have to do is you have to look at the demand side. And demand continues to rise for an asset. Gold is scarce, but it's not artificially capped, right? There's unlimited supply of gold, but it's scarce.
Yeah, I agree with you that the supply of Bitcoin is finite, assuming you ignore all the competing cryptocurrencies and all the forks and stuff like that. But so you know exactly what Bitcoin supply is going to be.
Yep.
What you don't know is what the demand is going to be. Because
yep, the you don't know what the demand
will evaporate.
Gold's demand could evaporate.
Yeah, well, it hasn't evaporated in thousands of years. Why would it evaporate now? In fact,
Bitcoin's demand hasn't evaporated in 11 years. Why would it evaporate?
Know, that's not a long enough time horizon. That's
why not?
Because that's nothing. You're a young man. I mean, 11 years is nothing, right?
It's okay, so what's enough years? 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, 1,000 years?
Well, yeah, 100 years sounds pretty good. But I mean, Bitcoin hasn't been around for cycles. It hasn't gone through booms and busts.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't. It just started.
It started in 2008 in a bust.
No, it started
in a bull market, and now it's in another bust. It's a full market cycle. No.
It didn't start until after the 08 crash.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right. I mean, it came on the scene after the financial crisis, and it kind of, you know, and then it, you know, it went up.
What's the market cap of gold?
Oh, I don't know what the total market cap is. I forget.
$7-8 trillion somewhere
it's
in there.
It's much bigger than Bitcoin's. I know that. I mean,
let's say that it's $7-8 trillion, right?
It's still small compared to the world equity markets or the currency.
Of course. But let's just say gold somewhere between $7-9 trillion. Let's just say, right? Somewhere in that range. Bitcoin's at 200 billion, right? Give or take.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's 20% chance that Bitcoin's market cap rises to gold's market cap?
No, I think the chance is way lower than that.
Okay. What would you say the percentage chance is that Bitcoin's market cap reaches the equivalent of gold?
Oh, I mean, it's under 1%. I don't know how low. I think, I just think it's a very, very pie in the sky, bet. I mean, am I saying it's impossible? Well, shoot. I mean, aliens can come down from outer space, right? Nothing's impossible.
The aliens may be here based on the New York Times. Relax.
but you know, look, I would rather bet that silver goes back to 50. That's a more reasonable bet.
What is it at now? What is silver
24,
at?
24, right?
Okay. You know, Do you think silver hits $50 before Bitcoin hits 20,000?
Probably. But, you know, Bitcoin, I think the chances of Bitcoin hitting 20,000 are a lot better than, you know, it getting to, the market cap of gold. I mean,
Peter, to get to 20,000 is one thing. But if it gets to the market cap of gold, that'd be like $450,000.
Yeah, there's just no way that's going to happen. Plus the price.
Hold on. Be careful. There's no way that Bitcoin is going to do that.
I don't think so. I mean, look, it has an infinitesimally small probability of that happening. I don't think it would sustain it. I mean, if the bubble ever got that big. But I do believe that, look, if the people who have been selling Bitcoin, if they back away, if they stop selling, right, the new buying could come in and it could drive it back up to 20,000. If the sellers back away, I don't know if they're going to. Because, okay. I mean, remember, you still got all these people that came into Bitcoin at a much lower cost basis that want to cash out. I mean, they're looking to sell into any kind of hype, right?
And so would it be fair to say that Bitcoin and gold both benefit from the devaluation of the dollar because they're priced in dollars?
Well, the Bitcoin benefits from it to the extent that people perceive that Bitcoin is a safe haven from a weak dollar. The dollar is going to get a lot weaker. See, the people in the Bitcoin community who are worried about inflation and a weak dollar and big deficits, they're 100% right. I agree with them 100%. And, you know, I think it's funny, too, because you'll find some of these guys in the mainstream, like some of these guys on CNBC, you go on there and they somehow become pro-Bitcoin, but they're not anti-dollar. They think everything is great. The U.S. economy is great. The stock market is great. The Fed, those guys are geniuses. But then they're into Bitcoin. Doesn't even make any sense. I mean, legitimately, if you think the Federal Reserve is doing a great job and the dollar is sound, it makes no sense for you to be in favor of Bitcoin. It's only if you believe the dollar is not sound and is going to lose value and we're printing too many dollars and inflation is coming. That's when, you know, you could go to Bitcoin. I just think people who are going.
Hold on. Why would I, in that scenario, why would I go into an unlimited supply asset?
Like what?
Gold. Gold is
unlimited supply. There's not an unlimited supply of gold.
What's the limited supply?
It's look,
what is the limited supply of gold?
I'm not sure exactly how much is in the earth. But the supply
Nobody knows. It's unlimited.
No, the supply of gold, ever since we've been mining gold, the supply increases by about 1% a year. That's it. That's
how
all
do you know that? How do you know that?
That because it has to be mined. It has to be
No. But if you don't know how much is being produced and you don't know what the supply is,
years of history of production.
But all you're doing is you're just trusting them. Do you think any of the gold miners are lying?
No, they're not going to suddenly discover this huge cache of gold. And in fact, gold miners, because gold has been so cheap for so long relative to the production costs, there haven't been new gold mines. There haven't been new discoveries. I mean, this is kind of unique. We've gone a long time without a major discovery. So there's a real supply constraint. And if you look at how much gold central banks own right now relative to total reserves, it's very low by historical standards. So central banks need to buy a lot of gold. So
but nobody knows how much gold there is, and nobody knows how much is being produced every day. It's unlimited supply and unknown daily production.
So you could, I don't know, but the facts are there. You could take all the gold companies, they come out, these publicly traded companies, you can add up their production and you can know what it is.
Just the current incoming supply on a daily basis, or that's just the known supply. With Bitcoin, I know with 100% certainty and can prove to you that there's only going to be 21 million. And I can show you and prove to you that today only 900 Bitcoin are created. This isn't my
opinion. I know that.
This isn't somebody else telling me it. I can show you and prove it.
I know that. But you know what? You don't know if anybody is going to want any of those 21 million Bitcoins in the future.
But I know that they're going to want. Bitcoin is more scarce than gold. Do we agree?
It's scarce in a sense that there's 21 million of them.
But is it more scarce than gold?
Okay. Are there more Satoshis than ounces of gold? How many Satoshis are there out there? What's that?
There's 21 million Bitcoin. There's 21 million Bitcoin.
How many Satoshis?
Times 100 million. So okay, whatever that number. That number.
That's a lot.
But is there more ounces of gold?
No, probably not than Satoshis. There's a shitload of Satoshis out there.
But I bet you that there's more gold.
But in what?
Go back. Don't change the subject. Hold on. Do you agree that Bitcoin is more scarce than gold?
I know that there's 21 million Bitcoin.
Okay.
Right? And so if you're going to say, are there more than 21? If you want to compare one Bitcoin to an ounce of gold, there's more ounces of gold than Bitcoins, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So as demand increases, if the
you don't know that demand's going to increase, what if it doesn't?
It has for 11 years, and demand has increased more for Bitcoin this year than gold.
Because the price is up? No. You know how much?
It's up 35%.
No, but the amount of money that went into Bitcoin to make that 35% move is tiny compared to the amount of money that went into gold. So if you want to measure the dollar demand for gold year to date, it dwarfs the dollar demand for Bitcoin.
But it's all relative, is it not?
No, you're talking about what's there more demand for. There's demand for actual gold. There's not as much demand. Bitcoin is being bought by a very small community in the world. There's not that many people who are really buying Bitcoin. And
there's tens of millions of people doing it.
Yeah, they're small. How much does the average guy have? I mean, most of the big money is concentrated in just a handful of wallets, whatever it's 100 or 200, whatever, 1,000, then the average person he's got like a fraction of a Bitcoin.
No. Hold on. How many people own
one full Bitcoin in the whole world?
How many people? I don't know the exact number, but yeah,
it's not that many. It's not that many.
I bet you it's millions.
It can't be millions. There's not that. No, there's no way millions of people own one Bitcoin.
Well, If 3 million people all owned one Bitcoin, that would mean 3 of the 18.4, 18.5 million Bitcoin that are in circulation right now would be in the hands of those 3 million people. And then everyone else would own the 15.
I don't know for sure, but I would be surprised if 3 million people had one whole Bitcoin. Check the addresses.
Hold on a second. On top of that, though, again, going back, Bitcoin is more scarce than gold. Gold has an infinite supply. And
it doesn't have an infinite supply.
So what's the total amount of gold available?
I don't know how much gold is still in the earth's crust to be mined, right?
Does anybody?
No, I don't know. Probably not.
So what happens tomorrow if somebody puts a rod in the ground and they find enough gold?
They're not going to. It's never happened. There will be discoveries. But gold is extremely rare element in the earth, right?
I think they're lying to you about it being rare.
They're not.
You can go down the street in New York. You could go down the street and probably find some gold in the dirt.
People can trust gold is real. It's been here for a long time. It has all sorts of uses and all sorts of industries.
For sure.
Bitcoin is just brand new. There has no substance. You have to just trust the miners and all these people.
No, you don't have to trust. This is the beauty. You don't have to trust anything.
Ultimate trust. And you have to trust that people are going to want it, even though it has
No. Hold on. Yes. I can prove to you 900 Bitcoin were created today. I can prove.
I don't care about that. I agree with you. I can prove to you
that there's only 21 million. I can prove all that. I can show you every single transaction that has ever happened with Bitcoin from January 3rd, 2009 to today. You can't tell me the transactions with gold yesterday.
Who cares? But I know this. Look, Bitcoin is still at $10,000, right? It hasn't gone real. I mean, it's at $10,170, right?
Since we've been talking. People must be higher than that Bitcoin. Peter's higher than that
3 months ago. 3 months ago, Bitcoin got to 10,400, right? Back in May. Why is Bitcoin lower today than it was then? Why is it lower than it was 3-4 months ago?
Peter, Bitcoin, going on. Year to date in 2020, Bitcoin is up It's probably now 40+%
because they got killed in 2019. That's the only reason it had
in 2019. It was up. It was up in 2019
because it got killed in 2018. It's had the big drops.
It can't. You can't say it gets killed every year, and then when I tell you that's wrong, then you just move it back in
drop, and then it gets propped up so that you know the you can keep saying oh year to date. Look, what are you going to do? What if it's still at 10,000 next year, a year from now? Is it going to be the same thing?
No. Here's what ends up happening. Bitcoin is the best performing asset over the last 11 years. Bitcoin will be the best performing asset coming out of this crisis, I believe. And currently today, stocks are essentially flat. Gold is up 20-25%
flat on the year. Oh, the NASDAQ. The
NASDAQ is about flat. The S&P is down a little bit, right? Yeah.
S&P's down.
Gold is up 20-25%.
How much is Bitcoin up?
And Bitcoin's up over 40%.
Yeah,
Bitcoin,
you know what?
Bitcoin might be up almost 2x.
Gold stocks and silver stocks. How about buying some of those? See, that's what
you're doing.
I'm making more money in my gold and silver stocks than you're making in Bitcoin this year. Oh, yeah. In fact, I got some stocks that are up 300-400% from March. Way better than Bitcoin.
That's little boy numbers compared to if we go to the equity, if we go to the equity of the companies around Bitcoin, they're up way more than 300-400%.
What publicly traded Bitcoin stocks are doing well? Ah,
that's the beauty. Why does it need to be publicly traded?
I can't buy them. I'm talking about the ones that I'm actually buying.
Yes, you can. You could buy them. You're an accredited investor.
Oh, well, I you know, the only ones that I've seen that are publicly traded have been disasters. You know, but yeah, you tweet, you know, why don't I, you know, I should short Bitcoin if I think.
Yeah, why don't you short it?
You know, because I think it's going down, but how much am I going to make shorting it? You know, even if it gets cut in half, you know, I'm making more money buying what I think is going to go up. I'm making a lot more money in my gold stocks and my silver stocks. So rather than taking some margin money and open and, you know, getting a futures account to trade Bitcoin, I'd rather just buy some more mining stocks. I mean, that's where I'm making all this money. I think these gold and silver mining stocks, do you think gold's going to go to 5,000?
In what time period?
I don't know, the next few years?
Nah, 5,000 is too high.
What's your price target?
Well, I said, so what I wrote back in, I think it was the end of March or early April, was I said that I thought gold was going to go between $2,000 and $2,500 in, I think I said, the next 2 years.
All right, we're almost at 2,000. So
hold up. Oh, we're at 1,900. We're only at 1,900.
We're above 1,930. Let's see where we are right now.
In the last 5 years,
gold is 1,932.
Right to 1,900. So there's a $700 increase. So it could take 5 years for another $700 increase.
But you think it's going to take 5 years for another 700 bucks?
Well, using the logic that you use, use past performance. It took 5 years to build $700.
Well, it's moved up percentage wise. If you look at how fast it's moving up now in the last year, it's up several hundred dollars. So, percentage wise, would you say it wouldn't surprise you then if gold is at 2,500 sometime next year in 2021?
What price next year?
2,500.
I think that there's a possibility of that being true. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I would
put it at 50-50 that Bitcoin or that a gold goes above 2,500 between now and next year. And there's a 50% chance that it's higher than 19, but less than 2,500.
All right. So I would say that from here, if gold goes up to 2,500, which is $600 or $570 higher than it is now,
which would be only it would be like a 30% return.
Right. I think that my gold and silver stocks will triple or at least double. I'd say double from here to minimum. Right. So that's not bad. That's not bad.
People in the big, okay. That's not bad.
So do you think that, so for Bitcoin to do that, it would have to get back to 20,000 next year.
I think that Bitcoin is going to do, it's going to hit $100,000 by the end of next year.
Why? If it hasn't already gone there, what's going to happen to make it go there next year?
Because the same stock to flow analysis you use for gold. Remember, Bitcoin has a provable 100% verifiable supply schedule. I can prove to you that 900 are being created.
I know that. So why should it go to 100,000 next
year? Because if you simply take the demand increase year over year for the last 11 years and you continue to extrapolate it out, because the one difference between gold and Bitcoin, if you go back to 2008, remember when gold, the liquidity crisis of 08, gold went down like 30% over the summer of 08. Then the government started printing a bunch of money in 09, and gold went from, you know, whatever it was at, like 900, 1,000 bucks, whatever, and basically, or 200 plus percent increase to 1,900 bucks in 2011. Remember that?
When, yeah, exactly. Yes. Okay. I do remember that. I believe so me.
Went
I,
down 30%
to 200% gold back then.
Okay. So when that happens, what's happening right now is the same thing. Interest rates down, lots of money printing. The only difference between gold and Bitcoin is that gold is going to continue to keep the same supply it's had and the same incoming supply it's had. Bitcoin, though, just had the incoming daily supply cut by 50%. So the second that everyone is running to Bitcoin and gold for protection, gold or Bitcoin also just had a supply shock. It went from 1,800 Bitcoin being created a day. In May of this year, it got cut down to 900. So it has a supply shock and a demand shock at the same time. And that ultimately, with the macro backdrop, is what I believe is going to drive it to hundreds of percent of upside over the next 8 months.
As long as the holders of Bitcoin who currently have large unrealized gains don't try to get out and realize those gains.
Over 70%, I think this number is correct, over 70% of Bitcoin hasn't moved in a whole year.
Well, how do you know it's not about to move? How do you know that the people that own that Bitcoin aren't waiting for the opportunity to get out of it?
Over 50% of Bitcoin, if I remember correctly, hasn't moved in 5 years. That's a big number. In five years. They're the strong hands. They're not selling. They
how do you
care.
Know what they're going to do? Do you know all those people personally? Have they told you? And do you believe
them? I know a lot of them. Yes, I know a lot of them. And you know what they believe? They believe Bitcoin's going to be the next global reserve currency. And even
well, that's never going to happen. There's no way that's going to happen.
Hold on. I want to
talk about Bitcoin as a reserve.
This is important. This is important. Have you ever seen the video clip on television of Bryant Gumbel and a couple of people, and they're talking about the internet?
It's never going to matter.
I know. Right? Remember that?
Yes.
If you say right now on this show that Bitcoin will never be the global reserve currency, 50 years from now, people are going to pull that clip up and be like, Peter Schiff said it would never happen. So don't say it.
They won't even bother to pull up because they won't even remember what Bitcoin was 50 years from now. Bitcoin. Oh, was that tulip thing that it crashed?
Do you honestly believe that Bitcoin's going to fail?
Yes.
You really think that?
I think all the cryptocurrencies are going to fail.
100% of them.
I mean, look, they succeeded for the people who got in a long time ago and made a lot of money. I grant that. It's probably one of the most successful pyramid schemes ever devised. I mean, people got in.
Why do you call it a pyramid scheme?
Because it's a pyramid scheme because people buy it and then they encourage other people to buy it. And that makes the price go up. And then the people that got in early sell out to the people who got in late. That's how you
make it. But I just told you that 50% hasn't moved in 5 years. Nobody's selling it. They're holding it. They're strong.
Selling it. Why is it still at 10,000? I mean, hey, by the way, now it's at
10,000. Because it was at 3,000 18 months ago.
Huh?
It's up 300% in the last 18 months.
Because it crashed going into the 18 months. It went way down first. I mean, you can't just crash.
If you go back 3,000 to 3,800,
and now it's back at 10,000.
It started out 2017 at $1,000.
At the beginning of the year.
Okay, so in 3 years, it's up 10x, right?
Correct. If you measure it from that.
It went to 20,000. Yeah. It was there for like a half a day or a day, right? At 20,000. It crashed all the way back down to $3,000, $3,200 in December of 2018. Since then, it is up over 3x again. So pretty much there's only 18 days in 2017 on the way up And then in 2018, on the way down, there's probably, I don't know, let's call it 50 to 90 days where if you bought, yes, you would be down right now if you didn't buy any more. But what most people do is they dollar cost average in. And so if you dollar cost averaged in over the last 3 years on a daily, weekly, or monthly, or quarterly basis, you're up on your Bitcoin.
Right. But what happens when all the people who have been averaging in want to get out? Who is going
to get out? The next global reserve currency. But they trust the money more than they trust the Federal Reserve.
So basically what your bet is that all the people who are buying Bitcoin will actually never sell their Bitcoin. They'll never actually cash out and take a profit because they're going to end up using those Bitcoin as money. And the whole world is going to switch over to Bitcoin. And so you won't actually have to sell your Bitcoin. That'll just be the money that everybody uses. And it's like, you know, and you'll just be able to transact it. That's what
Here's a great way to look at it. The Bitcoin community believes it's money more than the gold community believes gold's money. Because the Bitcoin community uses the Bitcoin to actually buy things.
No, they don't. They hold on to it. They're not using
Bitcoin. Only 50%. The other 50% uses it.
What are you buying with your Bitcoin?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
The on-chain adjusted transaction volume. So you take out all the exchange traded volume. You take out all the wallets for the exchanges, right? Literally going and looking at the people using Bitcoin. There was more volume on the adjusted on-chain transaction volume for Bitcoin than Apple Pay, PayPal, or Venmo last year.
Using it for what, though?
It doesn't matter what they're using it for. They use it more than Apple Pay, Venmo, or PayPal.
And how do you even know if these are legitimate transactions? What if it's people just going back and forth between each other? They're just switching their Bitcoins back and forth?
It's adjusted on-chain transaction. It pulls all of the garbage out. All of the wash trading, all the exchange traded volume, all that's pulled out. And the difference is, that we can see, I can prove to you, I can show you every single transaction. You can audit every single one of them on the blockchain.
Yeah, but people are not using Bitcoin to go buy stuff online. They're not buying products using their Bitcoin.
Well, how can you say that when they use Bitcoin more than Apple Pay, Venmo, or PayPal?
I don't know where
Bitcoin more than gold last year to buy things. How many people used gold to buy something online?
No, people aren't spending their gold either. I know that.
So the gold community doesn't think that gold's money because they don't use it.
Well, they're using it as a store of value.
But money is a store of value and a medium of exchange. And if they're not using it as a medium of exchange, then gold's not money.
No, well, gold has been money for thousands of years.
No, but it doesn't meet the definition anymore. If you're saying to me the gold investors are only using it as a store of value, they're not using it as a medium of exchange, therefore gold can't be money because it doesn't meet the definition of money.
Look, they could use it as a medium of exchange if they wanted to. And some people might be. Obviously, you don't see transactions. There could be two people where they're paying stuff with gold. You don't know what's going on. But central banks are holding gold as a monetary asset on their balance sheets. So gold sits alongside of dollars and euros and yen.
But hold on, why are you celebrating? If you think the central banks are so dumb, why are you celebrating something that they're doing? Aren't they just dumb?
I'm pointing out that they're treating it as money. It's being held as a reserve for currency because of its liquidity. And central banks.
It's not a reserve for the currency. It's not.
It's a reserve on their balance sheet. Yes, it is.
Asset on their balance sheet, but it has nothing to do with the currency.
No, it's a reserve asset for their currency because they can, you know, sometimes when their currency is going down, they have to sell gold in order to prop up their currency. It's an asset that they hold as a liquid monetary asset to give value to their currency on their books. That's exactly what it is.
But also hold other fiat currencies on their balance sheet.
Yes, but there's a law.
So gold is basically just a fiat currency with limited supply.
There's a law, Gresham's law, right? Good, bad money chases out good money. So the reason that people are hoarding gold right now, right, is because they'd rather spend dollars that are losing value. Now, I know you can try to make the same argument with Bitcoin. People don't want to spend their Bitcoin because they think it's going to go up. But believe me, I mean, I have gold And I would rather pay somebody dollars if they're willing to accept them than pay them my gold that I'd want to keep. Right.
Have you ever spent gold before?
Spent it.
Like, have you ever in life spent a piece of gold or any ounces of gold to buy something?
I mean, walked into a store. I mean, I've had people buy books for me and pay me in silver. I haven't had them pay me in gold.
Yeah, but have you ever bought anything?
I want to bet with a guy on gold coin. So
have you ever in person or on the computer spent gold to buy something, even if it was just like a one-off thing?
Well, I personally haven't, but okay. you can do it. People were able to do it with gold money. I mean, you could transfer your gold grams to somebody. And
have you ever sold gold?
Yeah, but no, you know what my bank, but my bank, this is what my bank is going to be doing at Europe Pacific Bank when I get the full automated, right? My core banking software, right, recognizes gold as money, just like dollars or pounds or euros or yen. And so
you should make it Bitcoin. Don't do it as gold. Do it as Bitcoin.
No, I can't use Bitcoin. The regulators put me out of business in
a heartbeat. No, they won't. Not anymore. The OCC, the Comptroller of the Currency, just came out and said that they can now custody Bitcoin.
Trust me, I'm working in the banking world. Bitcoin is poison when it comes to banking.
Not anymore. This just happened.
Right now.
This is important. Last week, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the OCC, who oversees all the federal banks, they issued a legal clarification that every single federal bank is approved to custody Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies.
It doesn't matter what they're approved for. The KYC is too risky. Nobody will touch it. Believe me.
You have better KYC on Bitcoin than you do on gold or dollar.
Right now, look, we would just lose all of our counterparty relationships if we even touched Bitcoin. But the point I'm trying to make on the bank is the gold will sit on my books, so my bank customers can say, yeah, I want to keep my bank deposit in dollars, I want to keep it in euros, or I want to keep it in gold. Right? If they keep it in gold, they can wire, they can pay, they can make payments in gold, they can wire, they can get a debit card, and when they use it, the gold is automatically liquidated. I can put people in a position to use gold exactly the same way that they use any fiat currency.
While you're talking, Bitcoin is surging. It's at $10,230 now. It's up almost 6%.
It's up another maybe $100 since we started, or $75.
Remember when you were telling me that silver was up 80 cents and Bitcoin's up $100?
Yeah, well, silver's up a buck and a half now.
Okay. Or Bitcoin's up, since we've been talking, is up $230.
Yeah, silver was up 9% one day last week. And the day before that, it was up 6%. So silver made a 15% move in 2 days.
Why is Bitcoin up more this year?
Because it went way down leading up to last year. We talked about that already.
No, it didn't. It was up in 2019.
Okay. If you go back, this is the end of July 2020. If you go back to the end of July 2019, Bitcoin is flat. It's down a little bit, or flat. Gold is way up. Silver's way up.
How much is it up?
Huh? It's up a lot. But look.
Like how much?
Do you think right now, Anthony, Bitcoin is 10,258. Should people be buying Bitcoin right now, or should they be selling it and taking a profit?
Just so we're clear, Bitcoin was at $9,493 last year. So it's up almost $1,000 in the last year.
10%. Gold is up like 30% over that time period? Maybe more.
Okay. But just so we're just showing that what you were saying earlier wasn't true.
All right, because it went up. It went up. So it's up. It's up, but not up as much as gold. But right now, should people be buying Bitcoin at $10,250?
So here's what I've told people is I believe that interest rates are going to stay at zero or go negative for the foreseeable future.
Yep.
I believe that the U.S. economy is addicted to printing money, and they're going to have to continue to print more and more and more money.
Absolutely.
If you believe those two things are true, there are four types of assets that you should go look at. real estate, gold, silver, and Bitcoin. I believe out of those four assets that Bitcoin is going to outperform the other three in a very material way over the next 18 to 24 months. Now, that doesn't mean go put all of the money that you use as an inflation hedge in Bitcoin. It means that you should look at real estate, gold, silver, and Bitcoin together as a way to protect yourself from the inflation. Now, and you should have exposure to Bitcoin, but having exposure to gold's not bad. It's just that gold's not going to outperform Bitcoin. Bitcoin's going to outperform
that. It might. It could.
No way.
Well, it's been doing it in the last few months, but
no, it hasn't. No, it hasn't.
Yeah, Bitcoin was 10,400 3-4 months ago.
Bitcoin is up 30. It's over 40% now. It's up 40% year to date, and it's up more than 50%. It's up more than 100% since March. Yeah,
I know that it had a really low starting point at the beginning of the year. I get that part of it, but what about all
gold
the
other? Gold had a low starting point.
Tom, there's 5,000 cryptocurrencies, right? What about those? Why are those no good, and Bitcoin so much better?
There's thousands of metals in the and all sorts of different minerals and all kinds of stuff. But why don't you just look at the whole periodic table?
First of all, there aren't thousands of metals. There's not that many, right?
Okay. How many different things are on the periodic table?
Yeah, there's 100. How many elements are there?
Okay, so why don't we pay attention to all of those? Gold's because just one of them.
Because they don't have the same properties as gold. They're different.
So you just answered the question about Bitcoin. The reason why Bitcoin matters and the others don't is because those don't have the same properties as Bitcoin. No, but
they have the same properties. They're just
no, they don't.
So the other cryptocurrencies aren't. So what is the actual difference? If I owned a Bitcoin and then I own a Litecoin, right? Or Bitcoin Cash or Ether or Monero or, you know, Tezos.
You've been paying a lot of attention.
Or, you know, whatever. What the hell's the difference? What can I do with one that I can't do with the other?
Bitcoin is the most decentralized, and it has the strongest computing network in the world that backs it. It is the longest standing. It has a programmatic, transparent, verifiable monetary policy. It has everything that gold investors desire.
But what do the other cryptocurrencies have?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, people are buying all these other cryptocurrencies. Are they foolish?
They're not currencies. Most of the other crypto assets, they're not trying to be money. Like Ether isn't money. It's trying to be a utility token. It's like saying, why is gold better than Apple stock? Well, because they're not the same asset.
Well, okay. So there's 500 other cryptocurrencies, 5,000, more than 5,000 other cryptocurrencies.
And there's 100 plus other.
I'm not asking you about the other metals. All right. People are buying those cryptocurrencies. Should they be buying Bitcoin instead of those cryptocurrencies?
Of course. Of course. Bitcoin is the king. The market is determined. It's the most valuable one.
So Bitcoin should have 100% of the market cap. The other ones should go to zero, right?
I don't know if that they're necessarily going to go to zero. I don't think they're going to go to zero, but I think that Bitcoin is the king. It's got 60 to 70% of the crypto market cap. Right. And kind of Bitcoin versus everything else. Bitcoin's about 60-70%. Bitcoin's going to continue to be the king for a very long
time. Obviously, look, there are other people who are buying these other cryptocurrencies, right?
I mean, they're not currencies. The other ones aren't trying to be currency. Well,
whatever they're trying to be.
But it's like saying gold and oil is the same. They're both commodities.
Bitcoin's not trying to be a currency either. People are saying it's digital gold. You just told me gold's not being used as a currency. Yet people are saying that Bitcoin is digital gold, and the other ones are
I don't know where you're getting your news from. You're talking to somebody who knows what they're talking about. Right. So Bitcoin is going to be the next global reserve currency.
Okay, so Bitcoin is so, and what are the other ones going to be? Nothing.
It's like comparing gold and oil. They're both commodities.
But I can do something with oil.
Can you?
I can. Yeah, I can power. I can drive my car.
I'm joking.
I fill up my tank with oil.
You can do something with Bitcoin too.
No, I can't. I can't get any mileage out of a Bitcoin. I can't drive anywhere with Bitcoin. I can't.
Gold went to zero before Bitcoin did.
When did gold go to zero?
Or I'm sorry, oil. Oil went to zero before Bitcoin did.
Well, it never went to zero. There was a futures contract that went negative, but not the actual oil. No, in order to get unload a futures contract, yes, that was.
I see you trying not to laugh. You could just laugh and say that was a good one.
Yeah, but you
never thought that oil was going to go to zero before Bitcoin did you?
Huh? It didn't. The actual oil didn't go.
I know. But it dropped severely.
Yes. That was, you know, and I think something like that's going to happen in reverse in the gold market. I think the gold shorts are going to be just as screwed as the oil longs were at some point in time. I think that day has come. Look, I ask again. So Bitcoin is at 10,245. Is there a point if a year from now, Bitcoin is still in this general vicinity? If it hasn't gone, and gold is $2,500 and silver is $30, $40, and Bitcoin hasn't gone up, are you going to be saying the same thing then that you're saying now?
No, I'm going to be saying the exact same thing I'm saying, which is that Bitcoin is more scarce than gold. I'm going to be saying that Bitcoin is actually used as money and gold is simply a store of value.
Even if the price doesn't go up.
Bitcoin has a much higher probability of being the next global reserve currency. Bitcoin is the future and gold is the past.
Well, how do you know that what was the past is not also the future? I mean,
here's an easy way to do it. What currency in history was ever the global reserve currency, lost global reserve status, and then came back?
Well, gold is not a currency. Gold's money. So gold has always been money throughout history. Gold's value has endured despite all these fiat currencies that have crashed and burned. Gold is always there. Gold, you know, gold hasn't gone anywhere. But yes, different fiat currencies like the British pound or the Dutch guilder or the Spanish peseta. There's been other currencies that have taken the spotlight in the currency world. But gold has been consistently money throughout the entire time period. Now, what's unique about what's happened since 1971 is that we've had all these fiat currencies and none of them have been backed by gold. And central banks have held gold and the Federal Reserve has held gold and the Bundesbank has held gold and these banks have held it. But, they haven't had any convertibility into gold. Switzerland was the last central bank that actually had a gold requirement and they went off that some time ago. And that's why you have this huge financial bubbles and all these economic imbalances, because the monetary system we have now does not work. Now, I don't think a Bitcoin-based monetary system would work either. I know a gold system works because it's worked in the past and it will work again in the future. So I'm not betting on an unknown quantity. I'm betting that something that has worked consistently in the past will work again in the future. You're betting that something that has never worked in the past will somehow work in the future without any track record to, back it with.
Gold has an infinite supply. Bitcoin has artificial. Yes, it does. How's it not? I could go right now with a shovel and find more gold.
There is a finite amount of gold. We don't know what that number is, but it's finite. It is not infinite. Gold is extremely scarce. On the
can
planet.
They create more? Can they create more gold
in the universe?
Can they create more gold?
They can't create more gold than exists. However much gold is here. We have to find it. You have to go and find it and get it out of the ground. You have to mine it.
But there could be. We could think that we've already found 90% of the gold on Earth, or we found 1% of gold on Earth. We have no clue.
Well, I look. They've been mining gold for centuries. So I think that they've mined.
And they keep finding more. There's so much of it. They keep finding it over centuries and centuries and centuries.
But yes. About 1% per year.
Bitcoin's been around for 11 years and about 85 or 86% of it so far has already been mined. Bitcoin is more scarce than gold. Gold has an infinite supply.
Anthony, I can create my own cryptocurrency tomorrow that's more scarce than Bitcoin. How about that? I can create Shiftcoin and only make 100 of them. I mean, that's really super scarce.
but it won't be decentralized.
Who says?
Well, if you create it, then Peter Schiff owns it.
Well, I'll give you some.
We wouldn't call it a shit coin. We'd call it a Schiff coin.
Yeah, no, I don't want one of those shit coins. But meanwhile, all right, look what's going on, you know, in the foreign exchange markets.
Just look at what's going on in the Bitcoin market. Bitcoiners love when you talk about Bitcoin. I want to thank you for talking about Bitcoin, because when you talk about Bitcoin, it goes up. So you are.
I don't know. I don't necessarily know about that. You guys think I'm some kind of contrarian indicator. You know, I've called some pretty good Bitcoin sell-offs, you know.
Have you?
Yeah, I have. In fact, that big sell-off in March where it went down to 3,800, I was like all over that in advance. I said, we're about to crash in Bitcoin. I said, we had this head and shoulders. I was like, this thing looks really bad. And next thing you knew, the whole market imploded. But yeah, look, the Dow futures are up. The Dow's up 125. Nobody cares.
Jesse Powell just paid $5 to ask a question. His question in the live chat. Jesse Powell.
Why didn't he know?
You know what he asked?
We had a live chat going on. I can't see it.
Come on, man. This is YouTube. Of course, there's a live chat. Listen. Here's what he said. Why are you limiting the gold supply to just Earth? What if Earth only has less than 1% of all of the gold available in the universe?
The reason is because Earth is where we live. That's the planet that we're on.
Well, why can't we go mine asteroids, for example, for gold?
Because it would cost a fortune. Gold's not that
bad. It costs a fortune to find the gold right now.
Well, it'd be way more to try to find it in outer space. You know, if they ever find gold in outer space, they probably won't even bring it back to Earth. They'll use it.
It must not be that valuable if they're not even willing to bring it back.
No, because they'll do something in space with it. They'll use it.
Bitcoin in space, they'd bring it back for sure.
Look, if aliens ever came here, right? The last thing they'd want is our Bitcoin. We could probably, if spacemen came here from another planet, I bet we can transact with them in gold. They would recognize the value of gold, right? In fact, if they're smart enough to build a spaceship to get here, they're probably on a gold standard, because you have to have a sophisticated economy with real money to be able to travel the vast distance of space. But they're not going to give a damn about our Bitcoin. We're not going to, you know, and in fact, if we wanted to go out into outer space and we wanted to bring some money that we could use in as a means of exchange, it would be ridiculous to bring our Bitcoin. They would laugh at that. We would have to bring our gold.
If you think that we're bringing gold to space to transact and negotiate with aliens, you've lost your mind.
Yeah, what do you think they're going to want? You think they're going to, they're going to take our Bitcoin?
Of course, because they're smart. No,
you tell me Bitcoin's going to have value on some other planet? What the hell are they going to do with it?
It's going to have more value than gold. Gold is just some rock that we dug out of the ground.
On another planet? No, they don't even know what it is. It's like, oh, you're going to try to convince somebody to take your Bitcoin and actually give you something of value?
Listen, hold on. Before we go super down the rabbit hole. For everyone that's listening, subscribe to Peter's channel. I feel bad for him. Please help him out.
Subscribers.
Go to pompletter.com, pompletter.com. I write a daily letter. You can subscribe there.
I feel bad for Peter.
Peter's portfolio is underperforming Bitcoiners. Bitcoiners are outperforming Peter this year. Go subscribe to his channel.
Not on a risk-adjusted basis. Look, people who are in Bitcoin are taking a lot of risk. Bitcoin can implode any day. Any day the thing can crash. You don't know. You have no idea what these whales are going to do who have been sitting on all these Satoshis. And you know what? Maybe there's some of these guys that actually want to spend the money. And, you know, maybe there's some of these hodlers that can't hold on. You know, you're going to have a lot of these young millennials that have been sitting on their Bitcoins for the last 5-6 years that are still living in their parents' basements. And maybe they used to have a job as a bartender or a pizza delivery guy, whatever. And now they're unemployed. You know, and now they're living on their $600 supplement benefits. But at some point, some of these, you know, poor but Bitcoin rich, you know, kids, they might want to sell. They might want to buy something with their Bitcoin.
Peter, you've been wrong over and over and over again because Bitcoin has outperformed. The market has determined that Bitcoin is growing and becoming more valuable at a faster rate than gold.
We still don't have the kind of interest. You go on Google Trends We're nowhere near where we were in 2017. The interest in Bitcoin, if you look at searches, was much higher back in 2017 than it is now.
What does Google Trends have to do? I'm talking about money. I'm not talking about Google Trends. I'm talking about Bitcoin is up 35% and gold is lagging. Bitcoin has gone up so much this year, we don't even know where gold is. It's so far behind, we can't even see the returns.
No, yes, you can. The returns are good. And the returns on mining stocks are even better. Look, Bitcoin has got to 10,000 three times in the last year and a half. And every time it goes there, it goes down.
Gold has gotten to 1900 twice.
Only twice. Yes.
And every time before this time, it went down as well.
No, only one time because it was only.
Okay, but it went down. But it went down.
Yes. But you have to remember that before gold went to 1900, 10 years earlier, it was under 300. So it had a huge run from under 300 to 1900. That was the peak of that cycle. We're just starting a new cycle now. So 1900 in the year 2020 is nothing like 1900 in the year 2011. And also, again, remember that gold measures the value of fiat currencies. It measures the value of the dollar. We have a lot more dollars in circulation today than we had in 2011. And more importantly, the supply of dollars is set to increase much faster than that supply was set to increase back then. So,
The amount of gold that's coming online, nobody knows how much. No, that's not true. We don't know how much. You don't know how much gold.
Minimal. It is minimal.
How much gold was produced today? Prove it to me.
It's small.
How do you know?
Because I invest in gold mining stocks. They don't produce that much gold collectively. But it's small.
You can't prove it to me. All you can tell me is what they tell you. You have to trust somebody else.
So you think there's all this secret gold that none of these gold companies are actually reporting in their earnings, the gold they're actually mining?
No. What I'm saying is I know for 100% fact. I'm bringing facts. 900 Bitcoin were created.
For a fact, the supply of gold grows very slowly, like 1% a year.
But you can't prove it. You think
You can look at the global production numbers. I don't have them in front of me, but they're available. You can see how much gold all of the gold miners produced.
Are they all public companies?
Pretty much. I mean, the ones that aren't public, their production would be so minimal that it doesn't even matter. Yeah,
But you don't know what their production is, so how do you know it's minimal?
If it wasn't minimal, they would be public companies or something would be going on. The big producers are these publicly traded companies. Most of the production, almost all the production. You think there's some guy, sitting in a stream with a pan, getting some gold, and you think he's making a difference in this?
Listen, there's three things that are important out of this conversation. One, we've established that Bitcoin is more scarce than gold. That's important. Two is gold has infinite supply. Just so we're clear, did you ever think that in July of 2020, we would be sitting here, Bitcoin would be at $10,000, gold would be at $1,900, and you would be debating a guy on the internet about what currency aliens would accept?
I don't know. But I knew that Bitcoin could get to 10,000 again. Why not? I mean, it's been there several times before. I knew eventually gold was going to get to 1,900. Now, again, it's 1,930 right now. I'll check it again. I mean, it's just over 1,930. But,
Here's the one other thing that we didn't talk about. Ready? Why is there so much fake gold in the world? Why do I keep seeing articles about fake gold?
But you know why you see articles about it? Because it's so rare that they have to write a story about it when it happens. But you know what? It's easy to make sure you don't get fake gold. Look,
how?
Buy your gold from Shift Gold. None of our gold is fake. But
how do I know it's not fake?
Because we sell reputable coins. You know the mints. You know where. You know who made it. And of course, if you don't get
order for me to ensure that I buy real gold, I have to trust Peter Schiff.
No, you trust the brand of the coin and you can, but look, you could obviously, if you get a big bar, like let's say you get a big 100-ounce bar of gold, right? And it's not from a mint that you recognize and you weigh it, you got to test it. There's a way to test to know if it's real gold. So if someone just gives you a big hunk of gold and they claim, hey, this is 100 ounces, yeah, you better test it to make sure. But if you get a 1 ounce maple leaf made by the Canadian Mint and you can see it's a maple leaf because you've seen one before and you look at it and you see the, you know, and you can make, you drop it and hear what it sounds like, you know, it's a legitimate coin. It's not going to be a counterfeit. It's, you know, it's probably easier to tell a counterfeit gold coin than a counterfeit bill. Somebody can counterfeit a dollar bill and you look at it and it might look exactly like a dollar bill. It's easier to counterfeit that than a legitimate, you know, 1 ounce maple leaf. Try to put something other than real gold in there. It's not going to sound the same. It's not going to look
Peter,
the same.
There's no conversation ever in the Bitcoin community about fake Bitcoin.
Look, I'm not saying that
we can prove it. That's the difference. Right. The gold community hopes and the Bitcoin community knows.
Here's the thing is though, fake gold wouldn't have the same properties as real gold, but fake Bitcoin could be the same as Bitcoin because Bitcoin doesn't have any properties to fake. You know, if you have fake gold, it's not going to work right. It's not going to conduct electricity the same, right? You're not going to be able to do with the fake gold.
Hold on a second. In your investment thesis, do you buy gold because it can become jewelry or it can conduct electricity?
That's what gives it its value. The fact that
Time out. This is the biggest lie ever in the gold community. Gold does not have value because it can be used for jewelry. Gold has value because two people believe it has value and it's a belief system. If gold is actually money,
conducts electricity. It actually is used.
Nobody cares. Nobody is buying gold from Peter Schiff and then going and conducting electricity with it.
No, but that's creating legitimate demand for gold in industry.
No, it's not. The demand for gold is because people want to get rich. It has nothing to do with conducting electricity or making jewelry. It has nothing to do with that.
The cell phone companies that are putting gold in their cell phone, why are they doing that? And where are they getting the gold if they're not buying it?
How big of the gold market is the cell phone
company? I don't know, but it's part of it. They're buying it. They need it. I mean, why don't they use something cheaper than
gold? Some of the cell phone companies accept Bitcoin. So obviously Bitcoin has value.
No, but they don't use Bitcoin to make the cell phone.
No, but they use it.
All those computers that are mining Bitcoin have gold inside those chips to make the Bitcoin. You can't even make Bitcoin without gold.
But again, it's because gold isn't money. Gold is a commodity that people use to put in computers.
But the definition of money is the most liquid commodity. In order to be money, you got to be a commodity first, and then you become money.
Do you think gold is a bigger commodity than computing power?
Computing power isn't a commodity. You create the computing power using commodities. The power itself isn't a commodity.
You don't think computing power is a commodity?
No.
Peter, come on. It's 2020. We live in a digital world. Come on.
So what?
You don't think computing power is a commodity?
The definition of a commodity. But the computing power of Bitcoin doesn't do me any good. I mean, the computing power on my laptop right now helps me because it's powering my laptop and it's enabling me to have this conversation with you. But if I had Bitcoin, that wouldn't be enabling anything. I wouldn't be able to do anything with my Bitcoin except hold on to it to give it to a greater fool. That's all I can do with my Bitcoin is give it to somebody else. And the only reason they would take
Bitcoin is a better protection of your wealth. No, this is the part you're missing. Bitcoin has served as a better protection of your wealth than gold for the last decade. For the last decade, right. If you put your money in gold or Bitcoin, Bitcoin has protected your wealth better than gold.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If a retired guy came to you now, right? Let's say a guy's got, you know, I don't know, $10 million.
Why do we got to talk about old people? Let's talk about young people.
No, I'm talking about a retired guy that his main goal is to preserve the wealth he has right now. He doesn't want to lose the wealth he has. He wants to make sure that he's going to be, that his wealth is conserved. Would you be comfortable telling that guy to take his $10 million, his life savings, and put it into Bitcoin?
No, but would you tell him to put his life savings in gold?
You know what? If it was a choice between U.S.
Would you tell him to put life savings in gold? Well,
I would have him diversify into some other assets. But
okay, so I would have him do the same thing, and Bitcoin would still outperform gold.
But I would tell him to put it all in gold before I told him to put it all in the U.S. dollar. So would you tell somebody with $10 million?
Hold on a second. You would tell a guy, let me just get this straight. You would tell a guy who is retired, who needs to protect his wealth for, let's say, 5 years, to put his wealth all in gold and hold no cash?
Yeah, I would. If it was the choice between I'm going to have all my money in the bank in cash or all my money in gold, which is safer, I would say have it all in gold. Now, the same question, what is safer? To have his $10 million in the bank or have it all in Bitcoin?
Of course, Bitcoin. Bitcoin's the best performing asset over the last decade. Its compounded annual growth rate is over 30%.
I'm talking about for safety. So you would basically...
That is safety. The percent growth of the asset is also the protection and the actual gain of the purchase.
Right. I'm just trying to get this safe. So you would say if a guy, 70-year-old guy, retired guy, said, look, I'm really worried about the dollar, and you would be comfortable saying, take your entire life savings.
That's not what you asked.
That's what I'm asking. I would be comfortable having somebody put their entire life savings in gold.
How would they buy anything? How would they buy anything? Who is accepting gold?
They would sell off their gold as they need money, right?
They would have to go back to dollars. See, with Bitcoin, you don't have to go back to dollars.
No. But right now you would. So you're telling me that you think a guy could take Bitcoin into the grocery store right now and buy groceries? Yes. You think a guy can
pay accepts Bitcoin. Starbucks doesn't accept gold.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Google it. Google it right now on your computer. Type in Starbucks Bitcoin. Type in Starbucks Bitcoin right now and see that they accept Bitcoin.
If they do, then they use BitPay, like Shift Gold. That's not accepting Bitcoin.
No, they use Speedin, first of all. Second of all, if you Google Starbucks Gold, they're not accepting gold. They don't want your gold.
You can't pay your electric bill with it. Look, but you're telling me you actually...
The government accepts it for taxes. They don't accept your gold for taxes.
They're not... So you're telling me, though, that you actually think Bitcoin is a safe, conservative asset with minimal downside risk?
That's not what you asked me.
Yes. You're taking about a guy who wants a conservative store of value. He wants to put his wealth someplace that's reliable store of value. Let's say he's got a 5-year time horizon. I'm saying I'm fine if he goes all in gold and zero cash. Right.
Bought Bitcoin at any point and held it for 5 years, you'd be up way more than if you held gold.
I don't care about that. That's speculative. So you're telling me today Bitcoin is 10,200.
And if I don't have to do anything with it for 5 years, of course I would put it in Bitcoin and not gold.
So you're telling me that you would tell a retired guy his whole life savings, if he wants to play it safe, he should take all that money and
If he wants to play it safe, then just hold dollars.
No. I don't think that's safe. See, that's the choice.
So you think that the U.S. dollar, hold on, you think the U.S. dollar is going to fail in the next 5 years?
I think the U.S. dollar is going to lose a lot of value over the next 5 years.
Okay, how much is a lot? Is that
10%, 30%? More. I don't know. I think in the next over half, maybe a lot more than half.
You think the U.S. dollar is going to go down 50% in the next 5 years?
Yeah. I think so. So I would tell somebody to put all their money in gold. So you don't think the dollar is going to go down that much yet? You think Bitcoin is going to go way up? Why?
Because there's more global demand for Bitcoin and it has an artificial cap supply.
But I think that there's a very good chance that Bitcoin goes down more than 50% over the next 5 years. It could easily do it. So you think it's impossible? You think it's impossible that Bitcoin goes down 50% from here?
Listen, aliens might come and they might take all your gold.
All right. But okay, so if Bitcoin does do the impossible, if it goes down to 5,000, will you forget about Bitcoin? Will you sell your Bitcoin and move on to something else?
Bitcoin went down 50% earlier this year and I bought more.
All right, but so it could do it again then, right?
If gold went down 50%, would you have bought more? Because I did.
It did go down. It didn't go down 50%. I haven't, we haven't had a 50% decline.
It went down 12 to 15% earlier this year. Did you buy more when it went down?
Well, actually I bought a lot more gold and silver stocks. I didn't really buy more physical.
Oh, so you don't, you didn't even think that gold was actually that good.
No, I did. I thought it was.
Why didn't you buy? No, I don't want to hear what you think. Why didn't you actually buy any of them?
No, because the gold and silver stocks went down more. So I thought the stocks were a better buy than the metal. I knew the metal would go back up. And so I knew gold and silver stocks would go up even more. And I am killing it this year in my gold and silver stocks. I'm making a lot more of my stocks than I'm making in my physical gold and silver. But they're,
my Bitcoin stocks are outperforming your gold and silver stocks.
No, well, I don't know what those are because they're not publicly traded, so I can't tell. But I will tell you that gold is a conservative investment. My stocks are not. So I would not tell a retired guy to take all of his money and put it into mining stocks. That's not what I would do. But I would tell him to put all of his money in gold because gold is real money. Interest and inflation is going to destroy it. He's better off keeping his money in gold and then selling off his gold as he needs to buy stuff. You know, he sells coins and buys it. But I would never tell somebody to put all their money in ice if you don't realize and accept the tremendous downside risk that exists in Bitcoin.
Bitcoin has served as the best performing asset over the last decade. It'll continue to serve because as the best performing asset. It's been the best performing asset in this recession.
Do you remember Beanie Babies? Remember those?
If you're going to compare Bitcoin and Beanie Babies, then literally we should have a conversation about comparing gold and Chuck E. Cheese paper coin.
Yeah, I know. Tony, I mean, you're right, because that would be an insult to Beanie
Babies. Do you remember Pokemon cards? That's basically what gold is.
Yeah, you know, those magic cards is where that so that they started trading a Bitcoin at Mt. Gox.
Gold has an infinite supply.
But look, as I said, comparing Bitcoin to Beanie Babies is an insult to Beanie Babies because the Beanie Babies were cute and cuddly and stuff like that. But my point is, Peter, hold on,
just so we're clear.
Nobody's making this point.
Beanie Babies were more scarce than gold.
I don't remember how many Beanie Babies there were.
No, they were. They were. Beanie Babies are more scarce than gold. That's how not scarce gold is.
This is the point I'm trying to make.
Gold is floating around in the galaxy. Other planets have gold. Not even the only planet.
I'm on 5% battery now on my laptop, so we got to hurry up.
All right, hurry up. Everyone, go subscribe to pompletter.com.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you can keep – all right. Is it free? Do you have to pay for it, or is it free?
No, they can sign up for free.
All right. Anyway, but during the height of the Beanie Baby mania, you could have said, hey, Beanie Babies are the best performing asset. Beanie Babies beat stocks. Beanie Babies beat gold. Something that's bubbled up could be the best performing asset when you measure it against other assets that are not in a bubble.
But not the point for a is decade. What bubble goes on for a decade in a single asset like this?
Well, I think that it's peaked. I don't think Bitcoin's going to go to 20,000 again. I mean, it could, but I think there's a good chance that that was the high. You don't know that 20,000 wasn't the highest price Bitcoin's ever going to trade. You don't know that. That could have been it.
The only way that would be true is if more people don't want Bitcoin in the future, if demand fell off a cliff.
Every single
thing we know is that demand's increasing, not decreasing.
Well, it doesn't seem like it's increasing that much to me.
It's up 35% and gold's up 20%. Bitcoin has gone up almost two times.
Going back to an arbitrary starting point, Bitcoin's been going sideways throughout this whole crisis. Bitcoin is still at 10,000.
It's up 35 to 40% in 2020. All
right, look. We'll see where it finishes the year. What if it ends the year down? What are you going to say then?
It won't.
What if it does?
What if gold ends the year down?
Well, it's not going to.
All right, listen, your battery's dying. I appreciate everyone watching. Peter, it's always fun,
right,
man.
This is a big night. This is a big night for gold because it made a new high, right? It's a new record high, although... you know, and gold finally making a record high, which means the dollar is making an all-time record low. It is another big night for Bitcoin in that Bitcoin has once again gotten above 10,000. So it's now halfway back to its peak of 20,000. The key is, can it sustain any, you know, nights it gets above 10,000? So it's rare. So it's, you know, it's big. A lot of stuff's going on. The dollar is tanking. And what I think, Pomp, is that the mainstream financial media is completely ignoring this story. They are not covering, no idea what this portends. This is the early warning sign of a major monetary crisis, not just a financial crisis like we had in 08, but a much bigger crisis, a monetary crisis that means a larger financial crisis, because U.S. treasuries will be at the epicenter of the crisis because nobody will want those either. So now we're talking about a sovereign debt crisis, but not just any sovereign, the sovereign of the world's biggest debtor and the issuer of what is now the world's reserve currency. So this is a major, major catastrophe, big news story that is brewing that nobody is talking about but us.
True. True. Long Bitcoin, long gold.
All right. Well, at least I'm long gold. And you know what? I'm some Bitcoin,
so perfect.
You're not my only friend that has Bitcoin. I have some friends that have a lot of Bitcoin. So if Bitcoin goes really away, even though I don't have any, I'll have some really rich friends.
You have Bitcoin.
No. Well, I have a tiny amount, and I lost. I don't have the password, so I'll never get to see them. You have as much chance of getting my Bitcoins as I do, because you have to just guess the password randomly. But you know, maybe some, you know, the computer power is going to get better and better. So maybe in 5 years, people will be able to find my Bitcoin, but they might not have any value by then. So no one will even care.
Subscribe to Peter's YouTube channel and go sign up at pompletter.com. We'll see you guys later.
A Schiff Report and schiffradio.com. All right, I got to go to sleep. It's 12:40 on the East Coast.
Later, buddy.
Thanks for doing this, Tony.
Yep, bye.
All right, bye-bye.